Governor Gary Herbert reminded his audience that energy is one of his administration's top four priorities. He said energy pumps around $5 billion a year into Utah's economy. But Herbert said good jobs and a high standard of living have to be balanced with conserving the environment.
The energy challenges that we face here in this country are real. They're not imaginary. But I believe that those challenges can be met, that the unique challenge we face can be overcome, really because of our ability as a people to adapt and to innovate.
Ted Nordhaus is an environmental policy expert and founder of the Breakthrough Institute. He said energy development and environmental protection go hand in hand with economic growth. He told his audience environmental regulations aren't killing coal, cheap natural gas is. Nordhaus also said nuclear energy represents the best example of the energy-environment balance, especially in the face of global warming.
The key to cleaning up our air, protecting our landscapes, and reducing carbon emissions is developing and commercializing energy technologies that are better, cheaper, and cleaner than the technologies we have today.
Nordhaus also said both regulation and government support can foster the sort of innovation that is needed now. Christopher Thomas is executive director of the environmental group HEAL. He was disappointed the conference focused so much on fossil fuels.
It'd be really great to involve more diverse voices on the panels.
Governor Herbert used the event to present energy awards and to announce a new energy efficiency plan. The summit attracted more than 1,200 people from nearly 20 states and four countries. Judy Fays, KUER News.